Block on a Thursday. Thursday is generally when we get to grips with what's happening at Holotrails. Jasper van Wessem from Holotrails is in the studio with me this afternoon. Nice to see you again, Jasper.
Good to be here.
And I believe, looking at the way you have covered yourself from head to toe in very trendy Salomon gear.
Yep.
long pants. It's unusual for Jasper van Wessem. It must be a little colder than usual out on the trail.
It is. Wind from the south, and our shop is actually facing the south. So when the wind is from the south, we're fully exposed, and it's a little bit chilly.
It's peculiar weather because it should be now getting towards summer. Well, it should be summer officially, I think. You know, we don't have much of a spring and we don't have much of a winter either. So it should be early summer. We should be now at temperatures in the mid to upper 20s. And I think we kind of are, but occasionally things just conspire to drop the temperature. I like it. But what is it like for those on the trail?
Actually, it's not so bad. I know people in Balito, they're spoiled. Whenever there's when the weather is not perfect, they stay away. But this weather, you can actually dress for.
Of course.
Just get some long sleeves, put on an extra layer, and you're fine. The trails are actually very good at the moment.
I've noticed there's a trend towards, if it's a little chillier than regular, those almost active wear sleeves that one can discard once the temperature rises or your body temperature rises, or you can tuck them into your little tool bag or whatever. But that keeps presumably the arms warm, because there's a little bit of wind chill factor when you're riding.
Yep, there is. Yeah. And those things actually work perfectly. Personally, I like to ride with those sleeves you can actually roll down.
Yeah, that's okay.
And when you roll them down, they become like a wristband, so you can have your arms exposed when it warms up during the ride. And a little, windbreaker, body warmer, just to keep your body warm.
So there's a huge amount now of really good practical gear for both runners and cyclists, and hikers as well. A huge opportunity, I would imagine, to shop around and see what is available to suit your fashion style and also your application.
Because style is nice, but the best thing is functionality. Yeah. And luckily, there's a lot of good brands like Salomon at the moment. They offer really good quality gear that lasts a long time and it actually works.
It's interesting that one should be talking about good brands. And in the same breath, almost, there is a growing trend towards shopping online through sites like Temu or Temu or Shine or whatever. Yep. And a lot of folks have said, what is the quality like? Have you ever bought any specialist riding gear from any of those sites?
Actually, I have. And the quality, there's a lot of variety in that. Some things actually work.
Yeah.
Sizing is always a bit of an issue, that there's no option to try it on. A lot of shops in Europe, people actually order 3 or 4 sizes and they fit it on, and whatever doesn't fit, they send it back.
Yeah.
And they keep the one that actually fits.
It's a clever idea, because I believe the return policies are really good.
Yeah, but that's in major European shops. Here, I haven't seen it, not that much, and things coming from China, that's no way.
Okay. So you wouldn't do that.
They're not that cheap that you can actually order 3 sizes and, give away the other ones. So,
it's an option if you are on a tight budget and you're looking for gear. I think it's what the usual caveat is to buyer beware. You get what you pay for. If the price is crazily low, then understand that there must be a quality issue, probably,
Yep.
But then again, there are some items that you can buy online on these sites that are a little bit more prestige value, if you can call it that. They're upper, nowhere near the prices that you'll pay in commercial retail outlets, because those that can scalp you for a branded piece of kit. But generally speaking, I think if you do operate on a budget and you go online and you shop cannily, understanding that you get what you pay for, you'll find that in that upper range of the very inexpensive things that you can find online, you might just strike it lucky.
Yeah, some things are actually quite good. I bought a pair of, very cheap mountain bike shoes, and, after a year, And actually, because they're cheap, I use them for the rough stuff whenever I have to hike on rocks and go to rivers. So they have a hard life and they still haven't fallen strong. Apart yet.
Wow. Well, there you go. One thing I see that they don't offer are e-bikes of any description. I think there's a problem with batteries, and I think there's a restriction.
Yeah, shipping of batteries is an issue that, especially if they're flying, that they're not very keen on these things.
Yeah.
But also bigger items, whatever they offer, it's actually small and handy, and it's almost, it's small. That's why it can be shipped. Yeah. If you want the bicycle frame, wheel set, those things, then the shipping becomes so expensive that it's not interesting anymore to ship it with, those kind of online retailers.
So now, moving on, the trail this weekend, the trails this weekend, you've got great sponsors in the form of is it the CMH Ford guys that are with you now?
Actually, the whole CMH group, all the CMH brands, they actually represented on our trails.
And because they've come on board, they've given you the ability now to kind of upscale, if you like, in terms of maintenance, etc. So the trails, I believe, are looking absolutely super at the moment.
Well, they just joined. It doesn't happen overnight, but at the moment, actually, it's looking superb.
Yeah.
And we had a bit of rain earlier, in the beginning of the week. There is the odd puddle of mud here and there, but in general, actually, I went out for a run today thinking it may be quite muddy. Within the first 100 meters, it was bone dry. I had regrets. I should have ridden my bike.
So with that being the case, and if the weather consistently remains pretty much like it is, it should be a fabulous weekend out.
Yeah. Actually, we had a slight drizzle at the moment. Doesn't really affect the trails. It doesn't dry as fast as the sun would be out. But the sun will be out from tomorrow onwards, and things will dry even faster.
Yeah, and you actually don't want that very, very loose sand that you get after protracted hot days, because that's more difficult to navigate than the wet stuff.
That's definitely not the case this weekend.
Yeah, so this weekend should be really good out on the trails.
Yeah, there will still be the little muddy spot here and there. We have some notorious places where the water just doesn't want to drain.
But then that it's good to know that if you do encounter that sort of terrain and you come back to the trailhead, and you don't want to go home with a bike that is encrusted in mud, you can have a bike wash, very professional bike wash.
Yeah.
And while you have a cup of coffee, your bike is restored to beautiful, first-class, factory-finished condition.
Absolutely, all for 65 rand.
And there you go.
And even a 10 rand discount for members,
So it gets better and better at Holler Trails, and you get to hear about it every Thursday with Jasper van Wessem, and look forward again to next Thursday when we one more time introduce you to aspects of life on the trails at Holler. If you are wanting more information and you're looking to find out about how to go about hiring bikes before you hit the trail, if you're a visitor, you'll find all the information you require online at hollertrails.co.za. Conversely, give them a shout, give them a ring. The trail master, Jasper van Wessem, and his team at the trailhead are delighted to help you, and they are most knowledgeable. And I think you're in for, if you're a newbie, an absolutely wonderful time. If you're a regular, you know what we're talking about. Jasper, thanks for joining me again.
Oh, good to be here.
We'll catch up next Thursday for more from the trails. The afternoon show continues.